south of Fairway off of 59 in Shenandoah. That's Matt's Attic in Shenandoah.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 15 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, and as I've been telling you this morning, going to have the opportunity to visit with the Tims this morning. Tim Wurgis. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Aaron.
How are you this morning? Hold that mic a little bit closer,
sure,
Tim.
Sure, sure.
Tim Wurgis with me, and Tim Friedhoff. Tim, good morning. So I'm just going to say Tim.
We get to just decide who talks.
Yeah, let you guys figure out who that is. So. But it is nice to see you both. Thanks for visiting with me. So
good to see you. Thanks for having us.
Are you both excited about the 4th of July holiday?
Absolutely.
Do you have big plans, big traditions? What are you looking forward to?
It's probably my favorite holiday.
Is it really?
Summer celebration. I like it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Nice. No big plans, but.
So it's Allie's favorite holiday as well. Huh. My daughter. She loves it. So there you go.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. So. Fireworks,
absolutely.
Hot dogs, burgers, all of those sorts of things, right?
Yeah. So,
all right, cool. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Red Oak Area Partnership. And I'm just going to throw this out there a little bit. Tim Wurgis.
Yes.
The Red Oak Area Partnership, this is in conjunction with the Lakens announcement that was last year, right? With
the
gift to Southwest Iowa. Give me a little bit of high-level view, 30,000-foot view. What are we talking about when we're talking about the Red Oak Area Partnership and the background of where we're at today, Tim?
Yeah. So rewind back to October 2024. The Lakin Foundation announced a $165 million gift to the Community Foundation for Western Iowa, with the primary purpose of that being to spur economic growth, primarily population growth, in the six counties that make up Southwest Iowa.
Okay.
So very transformative. Will have a very positive impact on our region for many, many years to come.
Okay.
But to facilitate those funds flowing into these various communities, the Lakin Foundation requires that there be a designated 501c3 nonprofit corporation established in each of the communities.
Mm-hmm.
And so a group of community members in Red Oak came together to form our 501c3, which is Red Oak Area Partnership, Inc. And so the rough process for that is first establishing your corporation with the Iowa Secretary of State, and then from there submitting a request to the IRS for that 501c3 designation. And typically that process can take up to a year, but we've been fortunate that we have already received our 501c3 designation back in May.
Okay.
So it took us about 3 months to get that done. So,
which is pretty remarkable, too.
It was. I think maybe a stroke of luck, but nonetheless, we'll take it.
And some good leadership there, too, by the way. Let's not overlook that. So So some good leadership there.
Yep,
so.
Sure.
So that's the establishment of the 501c3.
Yep.
So where are we at from that point to now?
So again, going back to my previous comment, the primary purpose of this is really population growth, or to spur population growth in Southwest Iowa. And so to drive that, the Lakin Foundation is focusing on a few specific areas, housing, child care, meaning people have to have care for their children if they're going to come live here, education, and then a fairly broad topic, which is deemed as economic resilience.
Okay.
And so we have established under this new corporation a housing subcommittee as step one to start to organize and plan for new housing development in Red Oak.
Okay.
So
With that, you have housing, childcare, education, economic resilience. These are the areas of focus that the money must be spent on. You said that $165 million was committed to the counties. That is then broken down into, I'm going to word, pots of money for each population center, right? Each city.
Yes, that's correct.
How is that split out? How is that divvied up?
So it's allocated basically pro rata based on the various communities' population.
Okay.
So Red Oak specifically, due to the size of our population, our endowment will be roughly $18.7 million.
Okay. And then It must be spent within those areas of designation. Is there with the Red Oak Area Partnership, Inc., there's a board that would be established with the 501c3, right, per legal requirements and that sort of thing. Do we have our board put together at this point?
Yes, that's correct. So there is a shell of a board of directors that consists of five members currently. Our bylaws call for up to a 9-member board.
Mm-hmm.
And so over the course of the remainder of 2025, we will be working to fill out the remainder of that board.
Can you name the board members that are there now?
Sure.
Tim?
Yeah.
Tim,
do you wanna... Sure.
Tim F.?
So Tim Wurgis, obviously, he's the president currently. Then myself as treasurer. Steve Adams is our secretary. Cynthia Bankston is our vice president. And then Lane Carlson is also on the board.
Okay. All right. So you're looking to expand that to a 9-member board going forward. Where is this at in process? So we know that there's $18.7 million that will be coming to the Red Oak community. There will be projects within each of these areas defined by the Lakin Foundation: housing, childcare, education, economic resiliency. When will people start to notice things happening? Will people present? Will there be a public forum as far as presenting ideas? This is what we're doing. What does that look like going forward, Tim?
Yeah, I think at some point, of course, all of that stuff. I think I want to make sure we note here that the money isn't going to be housed with the Red Oak Area Partnership.
Okay.
So this endowment fund will not be in our bank account by any means. That will remain with the Community Foundation of Western Iowa.
Okay.
That's where the endowment will stay, with obviously oversight by the Lakin Foundation. They're going to be looking to us to help facilitate project ideas. But ultimately, that final decision will be up to the Lakin if it meets their criteria for these different things. So I want to make sure that that's understood. So it's not like that's going into our bank account and then we're all of a sudden the, you know, controllers of this this money and where it goes. That's not how it's going to work. But the intent is to have the endowment funded by 2026, the beginning of 2026.
Okay.
And then from there, you can... grant out a percentage of that endowment for grant opportunities, projects. So it could take up to a year, really, before a lot of stuff gets started. But then you've also got the opportunity that you can take out a loan against the endowment to start projects. So it may not take a year for that to happen. We could potentially start to see things happening in 2026.
So two things, a grant and a loan. We have two different things going on there. Yep. How will that be? What does that mean? How does that work? Break that down for me a little bit.
You want to touch on that?
I'll describe the loan funds first. So this endowment of, again, roughly $18.7 million, we would have the opportunity to borrow funds from that endowment for these designated purposes. So as an example, if we wanted to build, just say, 5 houses next year, we could borrow the money from that endowment to fund the construction of these homes, and then those funds would be reimbursed to the endowment when the homes were sold.
Okay.
On the grant side, we can take up to 5% of the endowment value each year. So just shy of $1 million that could be dispersed out into the community in the form of grants for eligible purposes.
And that's an important point.
It's very important.
It can't be a pet project. It can't be, oh, that would be great.
Yeah,
for
I think this
committee.
Is a great idea. Let's go put this together. Right. No.
So it is specific.
Every time, whatever it is, it's going to have to fall under those categories.
Okay. Now, and the idea is that this perpetuates and continues on in perpetuity, right?
Yes.
To continue to benefit not only the Red Oak community, which we're talking about today, but a number of communities through Southwest Iowa.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So will people present ideas? I mean, will there be a process by which, okay, hypothetical situation. I'm going to go to the Tims, Tim Friedhoff and Tim Wurgis, and say, listen, I have this really great idea. This is something I would like. Will there be an application process for my idea? Will the foundation take ideas, whether it be community engagement, how's that going to work? How's that, or have you made it that far in your planning yet?
I would say that's still coming together.
Okay.
We have talked about that, kind of what that might look like. Obviously, we've got a number of planning documents as it stands as a community. I mean, yeah. If you think about the fact that, you know, and keep in mind, you know, we're not just talking about Red Oaks, you know, getting this endowment, you know, Stanton, Villisca, you know, Atlantic, Shenandoah,
right.
All these communities are going to be receiving these endowment funds. But for us, you know, we've got, when you start talking about projects and the really the needs of the community, you know, not only do we have the updated Montgomery County comp plan, we've got Red Oaks comp plan, the strategic plan. We've got a rural readiness housing assessment that was done recently. You know, we're going to be getting some really good data from the Community Heart and Soul once that wraps up.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start talking about, you know, what are some of these projects going to look like, we've got a really good pool of information and data to pull from.
Yeah.
But it's not just going to be obviously up to us. You know, when you talk about, is there going to be opportunity for others to submit projects? I think that's a yes. What that looks like, we don't have that exactly down on paper yet, but
right.
I think it's definitely something that we're considering for sure.
So this is for Red Oak, right? This is the funds are designated for Red Oak. Must the projects be contained in the Red Oak city limits, or could it be within a radius around the city of Red Oak?
I don't know that we know that.
I'm not sure they've given specific direction on that. They've just said for Red Oak.
Okay.
I'm
thinking because there are economic development. I mean, we have an industrial park that's outside the city limits.
I mean, I would think that, again, my speculation would be it wouldn't have to be within our city limits, but within our community as Red Oak as a whole. That's my speculation.
Okay.
Again, they have not spelled that out directly yet.
Okay. All right. So I want to run through some of these. Housing is one that can mean a lot of things, right? Is it multifamily housing, single family housing, new construction? Would that be rehab of projects? And if some of this stuff probably hasn't been defined, that's fine if it hasn't, but would that be rehab of homes, new construction, or all of the above?
So when this initiative was first announced, I think that their intent was probably to shy away from rehab projects,
mm-hmm.
And really focus more on new construction. But as we've continued to consult and work with the Lakin Foundation, I think that they've maybe had a change of opinion on that. They have looked at some various programs that like Habitat for Humanity has, for example, where they will come in and basically like rehab an entire block in a community. It's very impactful. So it's somewhat uncertain at this point, but I do believe that will be definitely a part of the program.
Okay.
Yes.
And then childcare. I mean, obviously you look at, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but the number of vacancies within our childcare system, meaning that there are more students than there are spots available. We have an issue, right, with childcare. So I don't know what all that means. Would that be helping fund new providers, expanding our existing childcare facilities?
Yeah.
Maybe all of the above.
Yes, I would say all of the above. And one thing I wanted to note here this morning is we are really fortunate here in Red Oak from the fact that we do have such an outstanding childcare center.
Yes.
If you go back 5 to 7 years ago, actually when our son Niall was born, there was very limited childcare options in Red Oak. So there's a group of community members that came together to fix that problem. The center is currently licensed for 145 kids, and there is a wait list. So to your point, like there is still more demand than we have supply for.
Yeah.
But we do have a great foundation to build on there, though.
So we'll have more initiatives along those lines. Two that I don't know that I completely have a grasp on, and maybe these haven't been defined, is education. I'm not sure what you can do with education is one of those. And then economic resiliency. You said that's kind of a big, vast area there. So what are we doing
with that?
Are you still working those out?
We are still working those out. Again, waiting. A lot of this, keep in mind, I mean, we're continuing to meet as a group. Well, mostly Tim and Cynthia have taken a lot of that responsibility of actually traveling up to meet with the Lakin Foundation specifically to get some of these answers. And they continue to do that. And as we move forward, we do get new answers. We do get answers to some of these questions, and they do provide more information kind of as we go along. So when you talk about these other areas, we are still waiting on some of that. So hopefully in the future, you know, soon with some of these, more of these meetings happening, they'll kind of maybe expand on that for us and kind of help us understand what we need to be looking for to fall under those categories.
So it's not, I mean, just to be clear, it's not that the Red Oak Area Partnership Inc. is going to get $18.7 million to spend at will on whatever project you wish. That money would be available, but it must be used wisely to continue to perpetuate that and used to have some good stewardship. But then ultimately the final decision, there would be a decision made at a local level that then would be pushed up to another level that the Lakin Foundation would ultimately approve or disapprove of those projects, correct? Do I have a fair understanding of that?
Spot on.
One of the things to me that, and correct me if I'm wrong, and by the way, we are visiting with Tim Wurgis and Tim Freidolf this morning talking about the Red Oak Area Partnership, which most people would put that in conjunction with the Lakin $165 million Revitalized Southwest Iowa project. One of the things that occurs to me is that a number of years ago, late 90s, early 2000s, Red Oak went through a time of some pretty significant investment and growth and has a really good foundation of amenities that many communities our size do not have. I'm going to mention the Performing Arts Center, the YMCA, the History Center, just to name a few of those. There was a big project along Broadway with the revitalization of Broadway. I would think there'd be a good foundation for growth here.
Yeah. I'm glad that you brought that up because it was on my list of talking points as well. And what you're referencing is back to the Red Oak Coalition days.
Yeah.
And that was in part, or I should say not in part, largely spurred by a large gift from the Charles and Norma Wilson family. But there was a large group of community volunteers that came together to help facilitate that initiative. And I am in complete agreement with you that the assets that we have in the Red Oak community in the form of the YMCA, the Wilson Country Club, I mean, I could go on for a while about this, is far superior to that of what you would see of other communities our size.
Yeah.
So, yes, we have an excellent foundation to start from, and I'm really excited about what this Lakin initiative will do to further spur our community into the future.
Yeah. So, will there be a public engagement time frame or some meetings that people will – or maybe a digital format by which the public would have the opportunity to communicate with the board? How's that going to work, Tim?
Yeah, we are working on a website currently. We're hoping to have that up soon along with some social media as well. So there's definitely going to be an opportunity for engagement there. As far as the rest of it goes, I think that's on the table as well.
Yeah.
So I have some close ties with the community relations department at the hospital.
Yeah.
So they are.
You certainly do.
Yeah. So they're also, we've engaged them to assist us with some of this community engagement and marketing. So that should be a very positive attribute as well.
Are there hard deadlines that people can have in the back of their head that are coming up that will kind of help move us forward?
Sure. So the timeline for the rest of 2025 is that, there will be representatives from the Lakin Foundation coming out to Red Oak on the 13th of August. And the purpose of that visit is they would like to make a site visit to our community and also review housing plans that we will have developed by that time. And then in the middle of November, the Red Oak Area Partnership will make a presentation to the Lakin Foundation board at, I believe it's their annual board meeting and housing summit. On what our plans are for housing, then also what we would propose to use our grant funding for if we would receive this money next year.
Okay.
And so that's the kind of the hurdles that the Lakin Foundation has laid out for our group.
Okay.
And to Tim's point, I mean, I definitely think that there will be some community engagement coming prior to that time, but we don't have that defined yet, though.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, this is unprecedented too strong of a word, this whole process by which not only Red Oak, but many, many communities in Southwest Iowa are kind of trying to get their arms around at this point, right? I mean, it's unprecedented.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great word, unprecedented, transformational. And I don't want to forget in this conversation to say how grateful we are to the Lakin Foundation for making this gift. I think in 15 to 20 years, Southwest Iowa will look entirely different than it does today.
You know, it really is truly remarkable, the dedication to Southwest Iowa that the Lakin Foundation has. It is. Just drive around Southwest Iowa and you can see their gifts. But this is, I mean, unbelievable. So
it's kind of an interesting story. So Charles Lakin actually grew up in Emerson.
Mm-hmm.
And then his wife, Florence, grew up in Malvern. So, I mean, you could define as relatively probably, I mean, modest beginnings to go on to build the fortune and wealth that they did. It's a good story.
And then the dedication and, you know, remembering where you came from to continue to reinvest that into the community that you grew up is unbelievable.
Yes.
So very cool.
Absolutely.
What else do we need to be aware of, Tim? What else do we need to be aware of?
I think that we've hit everything pretty well here. Again, it's just the main points that I want to make are, you know, we have such a strong foundation in this community, and I think it kind of gets lost sometimes when you live here and you go about your day-to-day life, but we really do have a lot of things in our community that we should be proud of, and I am really excited about what this initiative is going to do to further enhance our community.
Absolutely. So. Tim Friedhoff?
That was good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can follow up on that. You know, I think I'd be remiss, though, if I at least didn't say a couple of things, because, you know, like you talk about this foundation, you know, that we've got already here in Red Oak that was done, you know, many years ago. I think part of our vision, too, is to build on that. You know, that's already been laid, and that's great.
Yes.
And now we want to do more.
Yeah.
You know, there was, as you talked about, the Red Oak Coalition, and there was people came together to get some stuff done. That's what our hope is with the Red Oak Area Partnership.
You bet.
Is that we can do the same thing and just build on what was done. You know, our mission, and you'll see it at some point here soon on our website, but, you know, our mission of the Red Oak Area Partnership is to serve as a conduit for funding, facilitate and develop project ideas, and provide collaboration-based leadership for nonprofit and community betterment organizations. So we don't want to do what's already been done, but we want to enhance or, again, build upon what we already have.
Yeah.
And I think that's entirely possible to be, you know, when you think there's this organization, what about that one? But there really hasn't been one since, I think, the Red Oak Coalition days of people that want to come together and just do something significant for the community this.
I think, and I'm hopeful that not only for Red Oak, but all of Southwest Iowa, that it really does have the intended effect, because we're all better off for it. If it does. I mean, you want everyone to do well and to succeed and have all of these areas, housing and childcare and education and economic resiliency. That's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want for Southwest Iowa. So,
and I think it's worth noting, too, that, you know, we're not in competition with other communities for these funds. So let's make that understood as well, is
good
that
point.
We're not, like, you know, against anyone. These communities, you know, that are kind of in our immediate area, Atlantic, Shenandoah, you know, Villisca, Stanton, they are getting their own pot from the Lakin Foundation. So nobody's vying for more than the other, or it's not, well, who has the better idea? This is our fund, Red Oak's fund. So we'll be able to do with it to better our community as will these other communities. So
we're all better off with
hopefully we can work together with other communities and partner and do things that can just make our area stronger.
Absolutely. Mr. Wardriff, anything else?
Nope. I really appreciate having us on, and enjoy the 4th of July holiday.
Will do. Thank you much.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron.
It's a pleasure to visit with you both. The door is always open, you know that. So enjoy the conversation. Make it a great day, and it's a pleasure to visit with you.
Thanks, Aaron.
Again, we have with us this morning Tim Wardriff and Tim Friedhoff from the Red Oak Area Partnership, Inc., and our thanks to them for visiting with us. Roll out those lasers.